For more than 50 years, Phan Jung's family has sold homewares in the markets of Mong Kok. The store once belonged to his grandfather. Now he says they have no choice but to close down for good.
In this past year, we haven't been able to meet our minimum sales targets to pay for salaries and rent. We can't sustain our business anymore, so we must shut down.
Soaring costs of living and the economic impacts of stringent COVID-19 measures are taking a toll on many. More than 200,000 people have left the territory in recent years. That followed Beijing's imposition of a national security law and crackdown on dissent in 2020, described by Amnesty International as decimating the territory's freedoms. The city has now entered a technical recession. A top priority for the chief executive is to boost the economy by bolstering its dwindling workforce.
Hong Kong is one of the most competitive economies in the world. It also serves as an important gateway connecting mainland China with global markets. We must be more proactive and aggressive in competing for enterprises and competing for talents.
Li announced new visa schemes for top university graduates and perks for foreigners who purchase property. Analysts say reviving Hong Kong's reputation will take time.
This requires political capacity, it requires trust, it requires accountability and accountable government. We don't really have that at the moment. The government's got to earn this.
Some queued to receive a copy of Li's maiden address.
In a speech lasting 3 hours, Chief Executive John Lee spelled out his vision for a safe and prosperous Hong Kong. Now many are wondering how those ideas will shape their lives.
Lee also raised the importance of national security and how strengthening connections with the mainland is an advantage for the territory. Pro-Beijing politicians say the policies are exactly what the city needs.
I agree every point which John Lee pointed out that. We totally agree. The problem is how to implement that in the coming of future.
For many, the hardship of recent years has taken its toll.
I find it quite difficult to live in Hong Kong now, as the economy is so bad.
I don't have any expectations regarding John Lee.
As the territory's leadership promote their attempts at rejuvenation, it will have to contend with a population that's sceptical about what can actually be achieved. Jessica Washington, Al Jazeera, Hong Kong.